And Matt Bevan is back with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. I've got a story for you from the world of American cable news, and I'll bring that to you in just a moment. But first, I want to take you to Algeria, where something very significant has happened in national politics. President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has been in charge of the North African country for almost 20 years. A war veteran, he was Minister for Foreign Affairs in the 60s and 70s and oversaw the opening up of Algeria to the international community. For much of the 80s and 90s, though, he stayed on the sidelines during a period of political unrest before winning the presidency at an election in 1999. He was very popular in that role. He won re-election with 85% of the vote in an internationally observed and approved election in 2004. Since 2005, though, he's been repeatedly hospitalised with serious medical conditions. Despite his gradual withdrawal from public appearances, he had the constitution amended to allow him to be elected a third time. In 2013, he spent 4 months in a French hospital after suffering a stroke. Despite that, he was re-elected in 2014 after another constitutional amendment was passed, allowing him to stay in office. As of 2016, he had completely disappeared from public appearances. He hadn't been seen in 2 years. The following year, The Economist reported that the 80-year-old was confined to a wheelchair and barely spoke. His complete absence from public life has led some critics to call him the living dead. Last month, though, despite having not given a public speech in 5 years, he announced via press release that he would run again for a fifth term. This triggered an angry reaction from the public. Protesting is banned in the capital, Algiers, but still thousands of people took to the streets to demand President Bouteflika give up on his bid for re-election. He is currently in Switzerland receiving medical treatment, and until this morning, he hadn't commented on these protests. After weeks of people taking to the streets, more than 1,000 judges said yesterday that they would refuse to oversee the planned general election where he were a candidate. Today, though, he has announced that he has postponed the elections due on the 18th of April, and that he will not be personally a candidate. So that'll be the end of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika in Algeria. To the United States, Fran, and one of the most controversial commentators on Fox News, Tucker Carlson. He is the number one host in his primetime cable news spot and uses that time slot to, among other things, criticize immigrants.
Instead, our leaders demand that you shut up and accept this. We have a moral obligation to admit the world's poor, they tell us, even if it makes our own country poorer and dirtier and more divided.
Carlson has repeatedly said that he thinks immigrants make America dirtier, and this has led to calls for boycotts against companies who advertise on his TV show. The boycotts have worked to some extent, with many major advertisers pulling their money from his show. But yesterday, the progressive group Media Matters for America released audio they found while listening to radio appearances Tucker Carlson had made with shock jock Bubba the Love Sponge about 10 years ago. Here are some of the things that Tucker Carlson said on that radio show.
You know what, in my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not, Brent, I never use them.
It's true. You debate politics with a woman and just go, you know, just full blown out there, especially feminism. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, well, you know, men really need to be more sensitive and this. You know, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive. You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told. Well, I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic. They're not that hard to understand.
I feel sorry for unattractive women. I mean, there's nothing they did, you know?
That's not the worst of it, but it's all I'm comfortable broadcasting on the radio this morning, Fran. Tucker Carlson has responded by saying that he was caught saying something naughty on a radio show more than a decade ago. But he says, rather than express the usual ritual contrition, how about this? I'm on television every weeknight live for an hour. If you want to know what I think, you can watch that. Anyone who disagrees with my views is welcome to come on and explain why. So he's saying that it doesn't matter what I said 10 years ago, Fran. But the thing is, on Friday's show, Tucker Carlson spoke at length about something that Joe Biden said, the potential Democratic candidate for 2020, something that he said in 1975.
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Which is rather more than 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 7.